Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order and welcome our one guest here.
Special guest.
At this point, we will stand for a moment of silence and then we will pledge the flag. So we're here.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and then moving right into citizens' comments. So we have one resident here. Would you like to address the board this evening?
Yes, please.
Come to the microphone. Let us know who you are, just in case.
For the record.
For the record.
Is this one?
It is.
Okay. My name is Deb Reimers, and I live in Earl Township. And I just wanted to address the board for two purposes. One, just to encourage you all, because I know what a good job you do. I have three grandchildren now in the school district, and I know that they're all getting an awesome education down at New Holland Elementary. I love that all the kids have computers. That was something that was just starting to come about when I was on the board, and I just love to see that every child has an electronic instrument in their hands. And even with the younger grades switching classes now, so that they're with the reading level that they belong with and the math level, so they're moving ahead at their own speed. And those are just some of the things I've noticed as a grandparent that has changed since I'm on the board that I think are really awesome. And I know that your leadership is, and the administrator's leadership is where that's coming from, and I really appreciate it. Just a quick story, just to encourage you too. I talked to a young man the other day that told me that he was looking for a school district. He has an autistic child. He was looking for a school district to move to, and he had picked one out and was in the process of already building a house, or just at the very beginning of it. Found out that a friend had told him that he better check out Eastern Lancaster County first. And he did, and he ended up canceling his contract where he was and built a house here and moved to the school district and loves the autistic program at New Holland too. So lots of encouraging things out there. I don't know if you guys always hear it, but I thought you should. And while I'm here, I would like to pray for you, please. Father God, we just thank you for the school district. We just thank you for all the blessings that you've poured down upon it, that you watch over every area, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, for all the board members as they serve. I pray for the administrators as they work very hard. I pray for all the teachers as they interact with the children, that they have the patience and the love that they need with all the children that they have to deal with. And Lord, I pray for each child, too, that they come to school ready to learn, and with an open mind and willing to be there and well-behaved and just have fun at school and learn and be ready to go out into the world. Lord, I just thank you for the school district. I thank you that I have the opportunity to come here and pray even. And Lord, I just pray a blessing on each person here tonight. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, thank you. I have a personnel report to approve this evening. Hopefully everyone has gotten an opportunity to look over that. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Tom, and a second?
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion on the personnel report? Comments? Okay.
Everything's good. This is the first personnel report that was done jointly by Donald Bouquet and Justin Johnson.
Okay.
Next one's done, right, Justin?
take charge. Yeah. All in favor of approving this, say aye.
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 Opposed, no. It is approved. Property and services, Mr. Ring.
No action items, no information items.
Okay.
Any questions?
Any questions? Program Committee.
I have one action item, and that's approval of our affidavits of guardianship. There are 10. So that will simply be an approval next board meeting. And that ends my report unless there are some questions.
All right, we will put that on to the consent agenda. Unless there's any questions. Anybody? So, how do I do this? Okay. Management Committee.
Okay, thank you. The first item of business is the election of PSBA officers. We have until next meeting to decide as a board who you would like for positions of president-elect and vice president. There are two candidates for president-elect and three for vice president. I believe Mr. Johnson sent out information to you regarding those candidates. Someone will need to make a motion, and we need to approve an action to elect those officers at the meeting next week. So talk amongst yourselves. Figure out who you want to see up there. I do think, if I recall, Mr. Urban was going to make a recommendation. He seemed to have some insights based on his conversation with folks at DIU. So somebody might want to talk to Paul and find out what's going on. Okay. The second item that I have is per my contract for conferences that requires your approval. It just so happens they all kind of come together. There'll be some others later in the year. The first one is called PACI. I've been a member of this organization for a number of years. I was the president of the organization about 4 years ago and on their board for a period of 4 years. Basically, it's an organization, a K-20 organization that promotes the inclusion of global competency skills. The organization originally emerged from a study abroad organization for colleges, and then in my tenure on the board, the vision was changed to be a K-20 organization. Their conference is in Pittsburgh, and I'd like to attend that on Friday and Saturday. The second conference is the annual conference for the Superintendents Association that does that conference with the Pennsylvania School Boards Association. This conference has been going on for decades in Hershey. We are fortunate that we were asked, a small team of us, was asked to actually present on Thursday morning, presenting the success that we've had with outsourcing our support staff members, and I've been asked to talk about that. That I will be attending for 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday. And then the third item, the superintendents typically travel as a group for a retreat sometime in October. This year we're traveling to Cupertino, those who are going. This was a trip that the superintendents took about 6 or 7 years ago. I was unable to go at that time. I had swine flu. Do you remember that? Swine flu? I didn't think I belonged on a plane with swine flu, so I bailed out. I didn't get to go on that trip. But we'll be working with officials at Apple who obviously are promoting their products, but they also, the learning sessions with Apple are generic. It's not necessarily are required to have Apple products for the theory and research behind technology infiltration in schools. And then we're actually going to go visit a number of schools for a day and a half as well. So looking forward to that. That's not necessarily a conference per se, but it is a travel trip, so I want to include it. That's action item for next week as well. Any questions on those conferences? The next item I have is, I believe you were all contacted by Pauline Redding, who is a member of the Band Boosters. She may be the president, but I'm not sure that she is this year. Pauline has been very involved in our music program. She, along with some colleagues, have worked hard to acquire a trailer for equipment that is needed for the away band shows, band trips. She's asking for a part of the cost of the overall trailer to be picked up by the school district. I support this. Initially, I wasn't sure, but I think her point about the trailer saving the district money because of not needing to rent a van makes sense to me. And I think it's an appropriate way to acknowledge the work of the community when the community pulls together and gets things donated and really does something for us. I think it's good for us to sort of partner with them a little bit, much the way we did, for example, with the baseball fields. You know, the folks, the baseball team donate a lot of labor time materials, and I think we ended up buying a couple little things for them. I think it's a really good way to say and encourage folks to work on projects, especially if we give a little. Basically, what I'm recommending is that we forward $850 to the band boosters. That's five games per this year and five away games for next year, $85 roughly per trip for an away game. So that's sort of how I came up with that number. So I'm recommending that we do pay out $850, and then if you know, whatever that covers for them, it covers. If they want to do more, they can do more. But I think that's very appropriate. Any questions or concerns with that request or action? The next thing I have is I skipped letter A, that's what I was going off track. Let me go back. Oh wait, I have two different agendas.
Yeah, there you go.
You're good?
Yeah, you're good. 7-4 is what we should be.
Yeah, that's where I am. Okay, 7-4. I had sent you some information regarding cyber charter schools, one that operates here in this town. Currently, we have 39 students attending Ed Plus, and that's the cyber charter school that's affiliated with, very loosely affiliated with Kavad Academy. We had 35 students attend that cyber charter school last year. It wasn't in operation prior to that. So it's 2 years of time. But if you add those two, simple math, that's $350,000 and $390,000 in 2 years' time that we've paid out, which is more than 1 year's tax increases. Literally, that's a tax increase for a year. I don't know how far we will get, but I'd like to propose to the board that we seek counsel from our solicitor to develop options or possibilities for recuperating funds that were spent to that charter school that has been, in my opinion and the opinion of others, operating illegally. It is not a legally sanctioned cyber charter school, the way they're operating. They have a lot of on-site support, and to the point where they should be a bricks and mortar charter school. And if that was the case, this board would have to approve their existence. So they have broken the law, in my opinion, and I do not think we should be paying them to do that. I don't know how far we'll get with this, but I think it's worth taking a look at. I have reason to believe that some other school districts would be interested in joining us if we would develop some type of potential avenue to recuperate funds from that school. So what I'm asking the board is for your permission to give a go to the solicitor, for the solicitor to spend some time and look at avenues to pursue. There are a couple of directions that we may want to try, but again, it's going to be a fight. So what I'd suggest is that we get a pros and cons of different avenues to pursue, share that with you, and then say yes or no on it based on what the pros and cons could be.
You know, Do you know how many other, roughly how many other students from Lancaster County they have?
I don't know how many from Lancaster County, but I know that Conestoga Valley has quite a few, and I mean, they were interested in having a further conversation. I also know that this cyber charter school is sort of loosely based in Chester County, and there's some big hitters in Chester County, and I think we could probably garner the attention of some school districts over in Chester County if we were to pursue this to some degree.
Were they using facilities here?
They
to do some of that.
They were using. They were partnered with Kavad Academy, and from what I understand, they were doing a whole lot of things that they weren't allowed to do. Essentially, allowing students to stay on site all day. That's a bricks and mortar charter school by definition, of which they were not approved. A cyber charter school may only be open for business or have students on site to take standardized tests, to do tutoring, and supplemental services related to special education only. I will also tell you the rumor is, and it's a rumor that parents have shared with one of my administrators, that this charter school, cyber charter school, intends to issue an IEP for every student so that they can then qualify to be on site. So not only then would we be paying about $10,000 per kid, we'd be looking at like $17,000 per kid. So this is significant. I also know that Representative Zimmerman's office has been involved and is supportive of us in this case because of the illegality of the cyber school. I don't think that Representative, and I'd be careful, Representative Zimmerman is supportive of competitive education, supportive of the principle of charter schools and cyber charter schools, but not of breaking the law, which is a very wise position to be if you're a representative of the Commonwealth, who's taken an oath to uphold the law. So I think that some of the information that I've actually received has been from his chief of staff, and it's helping me sort of navigate this a little bit. So I think it's at least worth the couple hundred dollars to $1,000 to have our solicitor at least draft potential ideas.
Are you aware, and the solicitor will tell us, but is there any legal precedent for a case like this? Or I mean, obviously we'll investigate that, but it would be interesting to know.
I'm not aware of any legal precedent. I'm assuming some other folks have had similar ideas. To be perfectly honest with you, since our visitors aren't here, there's probably two directions to go. One would be to outright try to sue for the money back. Another would be to try to stop payment on the current students. Now, how that plays out, I don't know, because there's ways that the state can just take our money and give it directly to them, but the state is a little bit friendlier towards school districts given the democratic nature of the governor and the Secretary of Education, who is not so far removed from being a superintendent and understands the pain. So Secretary Rivera is very supportive, I think would be supportive if we presented a case in a hearing, because as I understand it presently, PDE is the hearing officer when the cyber charters and the school districts have a disagreement. Again, that's my understanding. That's why I need a solicitor to really develop that. But I think it's worth taking a swing at.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Any other comments or thoughts on that?
I think it's a great idea.
Thanks, Roger. Okay, moving right along. I think the last item I have is related to the document that I had sent to you. I believe this is also available online. Is that right? Nick, can you pull that letter up? Do we have that up there for you?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
We received this letter just last week. It's dated September 8th. We received the letter a few hours before it was public. Essentially, what this letter does is it puts the SPP, the much touted, the much feared, the much revered SPP that we've been talking about for 3 years now, on hold. So It's a one-year pause that Secretary Rivera and Governor Wolf were able to obtain from U.S. DOE based on the fact that our PSSA scores across the state have plummeted. Our parents are going to see those scores here soon. I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned that the message is that the ire is directed in the right place, that it's not directed at our teachers and our curriculum and our district, but really directed at a malpractice in assessment implementation, if you want to come up with a phrase for it. It's important to understand, and these are the words of the secretary, that the test the students took 2 years ago and the test that the students took last year are two completely different tests. They are not the same exam, yet they're called the same name. Secretary Rivera has actually considered changing the name so that people aren't confused. It's that different of a test. So I think what they've been able to do is, because of the increased rigor and complexity of test questions, they were able to buy time from the U.S. Department of Education in hopes that school districts have a time to some time to gear up and wind up. But I also think that this may be also a year for the Secretary of Education to develop some new ideas too. I suspect that's part of the equation. So I thought you should know that. We just received, literally today in boxes, the students' PSSA scores. So parents will be getting those. So a few of you still have some students in our schools, you'll get those results. They may or may not. They will most likely have fallen from last year, but whether or not your students have fallen categories, for example, proficient to below basic, that I don't know. The secretary is supposedly putting a letter together to go home to parents. If it's anything like the letter and notes that they gave us, I will also be writing a letter as well. I have that letter drafted. I didn't realize the secretary was going to provide a letter. We have a draft letter ready to go as well, explaining what's happening with PSSAs. Part of me says parents are going to be upset. Part of me says parents are just plain tired of hearing about it and aren't going to really care a whole lot. I think parents will address their academic concerns of their students directly with teachers in parent conferences and directly through the communication that we have to get a better and more realistic reading on how they're performing. Because I don't think the PSSA is a good measure anymore. So that's that. If you recall, we did show you a chart earlier this year that had the breakdown. I don't think I did include that, but this should look familiar even from far away. This tells a lot when only 14% of the kids are students. I got that in math, only about 29% of the students are considered advanced or proficient in math. There's something wrong with the test. That's across the state, 29%. Everyone else is below basic or basic. I don't know how you fix that. So I will not indict my teachers for this. I think we're working extremely hard for our students and trying to do what we can based on the standards that currently exist. Any other comments or thoughts on that? That would end my report and my information items.
Okay. I guess if there's no other questions on the management committee, then were there any other announcements that anybody had?
Sorry, question else. Into opening the school a little bit. Some years we had a lot of people that were late additions and things to how to work out this year. I know we weren't updated.
Much better than in the past. That 1 year was, thankfully, was an outlier. That's not to say we didn't have a pretty good rush at the end of August, but the rush came before school started for the most part. Now, with the cyber charter school announcement, we did have we had a number of appointments scheduled, and then they canceled when the cyber charter school promised them IEPs. Then they flooded back to the cyber charter. Some of them went to other cybers. But no, we haven't had that big rush. But we're still getting, we had a family register today with 3 students, which is really unfortunate. 3 weeks into the school year, that's hard for the kids, hard for the teachers too. But not like we did that one time.
The other shocker was the ball firm there. I'm real glad we weren't associated with them.
That was a surprise, but I would suspect that there'll be a reconstitution of part of that law firm, because the educational arm of that law firm was pretty recognized and pretty solid. About half the school district, maybe a third now in the county. A third use Cable Cowan Light Review, about a third use Tell, and another third use different law firms. But yeah, that was a surprise. That was a big surprise.
Okay. Any other announcements? At this point, then I'd look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
We are adjourned.